Tread Upon the Lion by Gilbert Morris. Part 1. Exodus from Boston, March to May 1776. Chapter 1. Wedding Day in Boston. Catherine Yancey had hated the ugly brown sofa from the day her parents had picked it out, and now as Malcolm sat down on it and gave a startled grunt, she wished for the old Windsor chairs the sofa had replaced. "I don't see why they couldn't have bought that pretty little sofa I liked so much," she thought ruefully. She had picked out one with a pleasant green colour that was well padded and gracefully shaped. It would have fit perfectly in the corner across from the fireplace, but her choice had been disregarded, and her father had chosen the monstrosity that now dominated the best parlour. Sitting down carefully, Catherine felt an intense disliking for the sofa, a miserable, nasty, narrow thing, with wood jutting out at every corner on which to break your elbows. To Catherine it was, as she had told her father, unimpressionable as flint, and she hated the unyielding, slippery seats and the bolsters that were as hard as hickory logs. Aside from the discomfort of sitting on it, the piece was covered with a horsehair fabric of a leprous brown colour, and cast a pall over the entire room. "I say, this sofa is a bit hard, isn't it, now?" Malcolm Smythe lifted his eyebrow in mock anguish, and thumbed the bolster with his knuckles for emphasis. He smiled then, and moved closer to Catherine, adding, "But at least it's better than standing up." Smythe was a rather handsome young man of 23. He had pale blonde hair, light blue eyes, and a pleasant set of features. In one sense he liked sitting down better, for he was long-waisted with rather abbreviated legs. This meant that he was slightly taller than the young woman sitting down.